Okay, Rabbi, we're starting a brand new Masechta, Masechtas Hoyrius, Daf Beis Omid Aleph. A very, very short Hakdama to the new Masechta. Most of the Masechta is going to deal with various Karbonais, in particular the Karbon Chatos that an individual brings. When does a person bring a Karbon Chatos? When he's over on an Isser Sheyesh Boy Koreis, and he did it B'Shoigeg. So, if you're over just a regular Isser, will be a regular Isser. A person eats Chazer. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, but it's not an Isser Sheyesh by Kores. On the other hand, if a person eats Dam or Chalev, or he's Mechal Shabbos, and there's another list altogether of 34 items at the beginning of Masechtas Krisus, which we'll learn in Miat Shem in another year or so. Anyway, if a person is over in any of those Isurim B'Shoigeg, he has to bring a Karbon Chatos. Now, what is the Karbon Chatos? For a regular, normal individual, his Karbon Chatos is to bring either a Kizba or Seira. Kizba means a female lamb. Seira is a female goat. One of those two. There are exceptions to the rule, when we're talking about the Kohen Gadol or the Melech, but that's not our concern for today. There's another rule, and that is, what happens if Roiv of Klal Yisrael sinned based on a faulty psak of the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim? Bezen HaGadol was asked, for instance, about a type of chalev in an animal. As you know, every animal has fats in it. Some of those fats are osur to eat, and they're called chalev. Some of those fats are mutter to eat, and those are called shuman. You and I and anybody else cannot recognize the difference between one fat and the other than if you are cutting up and dissecting the animal. However, once the fat has been removed from the animal, and now it's here on the table, you cannot tell the difference between one and the other, unless, of course, you have Ruach HaKodesh or you're a Navi, but Stamazoi, all fat look the same.
Even for a butcher.
Even for a butcher after it's been taken out of the animal. But in the animal itself,
on a table, you cannot differentiate.
Can't differentiate. They're both white fats. Anyway, what happens if the Bezdin made a bubu? What was the bubu? They asked the Bezdin about a particular type of chalev in an animal, and they said, oh, no, that's okay, man. That's fine, nothing to worry about. Yeah, you can eat that. Based on that, somebody, of course, advertised and marketed that fat and said, Rabbi Yisai, this has the hechsher of the Bezdin HaGadol. They said it's great and it's wonderful, and people said it's nutritious, and there are very few carbs, and it doesn't cause hardening of the arteries, and everybody started eating it, and they said it's geschmack, and blah, blah, blah. And Roiv of Klal Yisrael unfortunately sinned as a result of that faulty psak, and then Bezdin went and realized 3 weeks later, based on a Chuvitz Chassam Soifa or a Bekiva Eger or whatever, that they really made a big boo-boo, and they put up a big sign, or a boy say, we want you to know that unfortunately we made a mistake, do not eat any more from this fat. Chasushal. So what happens if Roiv of Klal Yisrael already ate from that fat in the interim? Had it not been for the fact of this Bezdin's psak, then everybody in Klal Yisrael that made that mistake and ate that fat would have to go and bring your regular Karbon Chatos, because the Isser of Chalev is an Isser of Kores. He did it B'Shoigeg, he'd have to bring a Kizbo or Seir. But now that it turns out that the reason why Roiv of Klal Yisrael sinned was because of that faulty psak, then the average individual does not bring a Karbon. Rak the Tzibur has to bring a Karbon. And that Karbon is not a Kizbo Seir, that is a Par. It is a cow. Holy cow. Who has to bring it is a machloikis, which we're not going to focus on today, but which you're going to have a mitzvah tomorrow and in the future, whether it's the Bezen HaGadol has to bring one par on behalf of itself, because they are the one that erred, or in fact, whether every shevet has to bring a separate par. Since we have to have a roiv of Klal Yisrael, you'd have to have a minimum then of seven par. But that's, again, not today's discussion. So, when does an average commoner, a regular, normal individual who was over an Isser Kores B'Shoigeg, when does he not have to go and bring a Karbon? Only if he was relying on the Bezen HaGadol and he was part of a Roiv of Klal Yisrael that relied on that faulty psak. What happens if the Bezen HaGadol issued their psak And the first day, people were kind of reluctant to go and follow it. But there were a few yechidim who were adventurous and ate from that chalev. And then a day later, the Bezin said, sorry, we made a mistake. Chatanu, Avinu, Peshanu, we really apologize, blah, blah, blah. What happens now to the yochid? Says our Mishnah that he will be potter from bringing his own carbon. Let's learn the Mishnah now. Hoyru Bezin lavar al achas mikol mitzvah so amuris patoyer. The Bezin paskin lavar to violate one of the mitzvahs. Obviously, they made a terrible boo-boo, and they said the marshal that a particular type of chalev is mutter. And now, not the if roiv of the tzibur followed this faulty psak, everybody agrees they would all be potter from bringing their own carbon, and the Bezin HaGadol would have to go and bring its carbon, or the shvatim would have to bring. However, here we're talking about a yochid. V'holach ha-yochid v'asa shoyig al piya. So says the Mishnah, bein she'osu v'asa imahen. Whether or not it's talking about a case of that the Bezin HaGadol themselves ate l'moshel from this chalev, and he did as well. Bein she'osu v'asa achreim, or they in fact ate from that chalev themselves, and he subsequently also ate. Bein she'osu, they didn't go and eat at all from that chalev. They are all veggies, they're all vegetarians, none of them ate any fat. And guess what happened? However, v'asa, but he did go and eat that fat based on their faulty psak. He is parted from bringing a carbon b'mnei patola b'bezin. He says, what do you want from my life? I follow what the Bezin does, you know. Whenever I have shailas, I ask my rov, I ask the Bezin, and the Bezin said it's mutter, so therefore he is potter from having to bring a carbon. We're going to see in the Gemara, Mi'at Hashem, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is going to tell us that in fact it's a machloikis, and others hold that in fact you're chayv. Kuli alma moida, that if roiv of Klal Yisrael would have followed this faulty psak and would have committed the sin of eating chalev b'shagig, everybody would agree they would all be potter. It would only be the Bezin or the Shvatim would have to go and bring the par helem dover shel mitzvah. Par helem dover shel mitzvah. This is the par helem dover. Here, however, since we're talking about not that the roiv of Kleiso, but just yechidim, the Mishnah is machadesh that yochid is also potter from bringing. The Bezin would be potter because you don't have the roiv. But even the yochid would. So nobody would have to bring a korban on this sin of eating the chalev b'shagig. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Now we get to the second part, which is similar, but we throw in one wrinkle, and that is Hoyru Bezin, V'yoda Echon Mehen Shito. One of the Bezin HaGadol knew that the majority opinion is faulty. In fact, he may have even raised the red flag and said, Rabbi Yisai, you're making a mistake, but they ignored him, but he knew that they were mistaken. Oy Talmud v'hu ro'i lehoyra, or there was a Talmud there who was not included as part of the actual Bezdin, but he was roi leira, meaning he really knew his stuff. V'holach v'osa alpien, even though he knew that they were making a mistake, but since they issued that psak alocha, he blindly followed their psak, knowing fully well that what they're doing is wrong. But nevertheless, he followed them. Says our Mishnah, bein she'osu v'osa imoin, say whether he went and ate the chalev at the same time that they. I mean, I only threw out the case of chalev because that's an easy one, since chalev and shuman are difficult to distinguish, so the Bezin themselves could have made a bubu. But the same thing applies to any one of the isurim for which a person gets a kares. If Moshe, you're talking about Hilcha Shabbos, and the Chum said, no, this particular thing that you're talking about, it's not advisable, but it's not osur, you can do it. And therefore he did it, and then afterwards they realized we made a bubu, and so on and so forth. This could apply at least theoretically to any type of Isser Sheyesh Beikaris where the Bezin made a mistake and a Yochid followed that Psak. So here in the Sefer we're not talking about that just a regular commoner that didn't know better. They're talking about a great Talmud Chacham, a judge who was on their Bezin HaGadol, Yod Echon Mehen, or a Talmud Sheroi L'Hayra. The Gemara on the Amud Beis is going to tell us we're talking about giants like Ben Azai and Ben Zoima, and Mi'at Hashem, as we'll see on the Amud Beis, if they blindly followed this psak, knowing in their heart that this is wrong, Bein she'osu v'yosu imoin. Bein she'osu v'yosu acharein. Bein she'loi osu v'osu harizeh chayav. Why is he chayav? He relied on their psak. He was not relying. He knew that they were wrong. And therefore, he is chayav to go and bring his own korban yochid of a kizbo or seir.
Why is he chayav achatas? It was bemazed, as it were.
Very good question. The Gemara is going to ask that in the Amud Beis. Me'achim will see that shortly. Finally, Zehakla, what's the general rule? We're just repeating ourselves, but the Gemara is going to say, like in all cases, Zehakla lasuyemai, we'll see, Metashem. Zehakla, hatoyle bi'atzma yischaiv. In the case of the Sefer, he's toyle bi'atzma, meaning he really knows the Psak Halacha. He is a member of the Bezna Gadol, or he is ro'i lehoi ro'a. So he knows what's going on. So why did he go and eat from it? He ate it because he ignored their Psak. He knew that they were saying something faulty, so therefore he's chayv, he has to go and bring a carb. Masha Inkin, in the Reisha, where the person didn't know any better, he was not the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world, then he's potter, like we said in the Reisha. Okay, Zokti Imar. Now, Shmuel is not going on our Mishnah. Shmuel is talking about a regular case where Zikne or Eda, the Bezdin HaGadol, paskin that something is mutter, and then Roiv of Klal Yisrael, in fact, went and violated the Halacha and followed the Psak of that Bezdin, and now the Bezdin is going to have to bring their Korban, or the Shvatim will have to bring the Parhelm Davashul Tzibur, and the Yechidim will be potter. So now, Omer Shmuel, the Oilam Ein Bez L'Chayavim, when do we say that there is this Chiyav of the Bahar Helam Davashul Tzibur, that Stavka, mutarim. There has to be a psak of the bezin saying mutalach. I'm sorry, mutarim atem. It is mutter to go and eat from this chaylev l'mashal. Rav Dimon Edo Omar, that is not enough. Mutarim atem is not a heter for people now to go and eat this chaylev, and the bezin would not be chayiv. Ad shi'oymer lohem mutarim atem la'asoyis. The key word is you have to add that word la'asois, because we just say mutar matam, it's more in the theoretical. Yes, it's given in a shir, we're learning the dav, someone says, yeah, that seems to be the psak, but halacha lamaisa, it's only when it's lamaisa, when you say mutar matam la'asois. Mutar matam alone, that would not be sufficient to be mechayiv the Bezna Gadol if Klal Yisrael went and violated the law based on their faulty psak, because they'll say, gentlemen, we were only talking in theory. We weren't talking halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, they have to say mutarim atem lasos. The Gemara is going to bring three rayas from Mishnayos or Braises to this halacha. My timer, l'fishlo nigmar ha'ira. Until you hear the word lasos, it means it's still percolating in their minds, and they feel that this probably should be the halacha, but it's still not the same as saying this is the halacha, and you can do it halacha lemaisa. So Omer Abayi, Afanan Namitanin, we talk learned in a Mishnah. Now we're talking about the Zokin Mamre. What's a Zokin Mamre? Zokin Mamre means a member of Bezdin who refused to go along with the psak of the majority. And it got to the point that he had to go all the way up to Yerushalayim. We had it in last week's Parsha. Week before, I think it was last week, he has to go all the way up to Yerushalayim, and there he brings his tainus in front of the Bezna Gadol, and there were different Sanhedrin, first the Sanhedrin of 23 and the Sanhedrin of 71. We learned more about this in Masechta Sanhedrin. But ultimately, he went up to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Authority of the Sanhedrin, and they said, Mister, you're wrong, withdraw your psak, and stop being a nuisance. And Chosel Ir, he went back to his city. Shana v'limit kider shalimit. If he was just continuing to give Talmud lessons and giving shiurim, and he kept on saying the way he said previously, then he's potter. In other words, if he wants to argue in concept and in theory, we don't go and kill him. However, hoira la'asois, if he defies the Sanhedrin and says, Rabbi, they don't know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. And he was moira hira la'asois, then he's chayiv and he's chayiv misa. So the point of all of this is, I see from that Mishnah that there's a major difference between just issuing a psak and saying it's a psak lasois. Oh, las is a different story. So it's a right of dimin edo, mutarim atem is not sufficient, it's got to be mutarim atem lasois. Umar ab afanan namitinin, I have another right. Hoyru lebezin lihinose. V'holcha v'kilkula. It's talking about a situation where you had an aguna, and the aguna didn't know, can she not remarry? Rashi says it's talking about a situation where there was only eid, echad, one eid altogether. Because if there were two eidim, says Rashi, you don't need the bezdin to go and tell you. I got two eidim to go and tell you. So we had a bezdin based on the eidus of one individual. The bezdin said, you're niguna, and we know that you're going to be daiko mintsiva, and you know, of course, chas v'sholom, what the ramifications are if it turns out that this eid is not telling the truth. Based on that, you mutter lihi nasei, you can remarry. So in other words, she was previously married, and unfortunately there was a war, or her husband went on a trip and he never returned, whatever the situation was, and one aide comes and says, I was there to Levaya, I saw that they were koivarim, I remember they spayed them word for word, it took 18 hours, it was relit for Levaya, you had to have 25 people repeating themselves again and again. Anyway, what's the point? Hayrullah Bezin Linasi Bezin said, okay, mutalach, you can remarry. V'holchem, what did she do? V'kilkala. V'kilkala means instead of remarrying, she engaged in znus, unfortunately. What happens now? Afterwards, the original husband comes back. Oh, ich bin da, chayev es bekarbin. She is mechuyev in karbin. Why is she mechuyev in karbin? After all, she can go and say, Eril died, and this bezin had three very outstanding rabbis, and they all said that I can go and remarry. Okay, I didn't remarry, but I was able to go and live with somebody else now because I'm no longer an Eishes Ish. They essentially told me I'm no longer married. So why do I have to go and bring a carbon?
She's also bemazed, so why is she bringing the korban?
And like you said, what korban is she bringing? Is this a chat? What chatas is what crime in the list is this for?
And is an Eishes Ish allowed to go and live with? Of course not. And what's the din by all the aroyas, including an Eishes Ish? Exactly, the nichrisa. So there's a din of karas.
Okay. Therefore, b'shogeg it's a chatas. Okay.
No, very good. So chay b'karm, she has to.
This is mazed, no? What she did?
She was mazed in the sense that she didn't do it when she was drugged or blindfolded, but it was a shogeg in terms of she thought halachically it's not that it's permissible to go and live with a man biznus. However, she didn't realize that this is an Isser of Eishes Ish. Oh. If you have...
An error in fact. In the facts.
Exactly. Anyway, so Chayev Zekon, she has to go and pick a carbon. Why? Shleitiru lo elalihi nasei. Because the heter was only to remarry. They didn't go and say, you are now no longer a married woman. If they would have said she's no longer a married woman, and then she lived with somebody else, and then she can go and say, listen, they told me I'm not a married woman anymore. What I did, I don't deserve the Medal of Honor for what I did, but I'm not Chayv Misa or something if I did it to Mezid, you know. This is what I did. So what the Gemara is telling us is, if the Bezdin would have said, Hoyru la Bezdin, Shehi, single, Penuya, okay, that would be a different story. Then she says, I relied on the Bezdin. But here we're not talking about a situation like that. We're talking about that they said, Muteres lihi nasei, Shehitiru la el lihi nasei. So what do I see from this? That the key is, what is the ultimate utterance of the Bezdin? And just like we said before, it's got to be turned out and lasois. Here they didn't go and say lasois that you're free, you're a penuya, but rather they said, muteres lihi nasei. Omer v'nafanam namitini, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Hoyru bezdin la'avoyer al'achas mekom mitzvah mizvah ta'irah. Why did it say hoyru bezdin la'avoyer al'achas? Why didn't it just simply say in our Mishnah that Bezdin hetiru achas miha mitzis loisesa homuris batoya. The hoyru bezdin lavor, that's already a lasis. Not only are we talking in concept, we're talking halacha la maisa lavor. Oh, Suleimidi, based on these three rayas, lachir abdim and edoy, is absolutely correct that you have to add that magic word, mutorim abtem lasis. Only in that situation can the bezdin hagodl be held responsible to bring the par helim dovishel tzibur. Ikriyami, there's another version, which you will see is exactly the same, but it's the mirror image. What do I mean? Omar Shmuel, we start off with Shmuel again. Ein bezdin chayovin ad sheyomru lahem mutarim atem la'asoyis. Ah, remember when we started off the Gemara, Shmuel just said, you just have to say the words mutarim atem. It was Rav Dima min Ador that said, no, that's not enough, you have to mutarim atem la'asoyis. According to the second version, it's Shmuel that said you have to say Mutar Mam Lasois. And Rav Dima Amar, afilu mutar matem is also nigmar hayra. So it's just the reverse. Shmuel and Rabbi Meneda. So Rabbi Meneda says, no, you don't need the lasa. Mutar matem is och kinuk. And now the three rayas that we brought to Rabbi Meneda that you take have to say lasa. These are now going to be three kashis on Rabbi Meneda that lechayra mutar matem is not sufficient. And now the Gemara goes word for word like we said before. Amar Abayev Haloi Tanan Hachi. It doesn't say that. When we talked about the Zakin Mamre, Chazal Ira Vishana, Oli made Keder Shalim, that's Potter. No problem. It's right, Lasois is Chayv. You see, the key is the Lasois. Amar Abba, Haloi Tanan Hachi. Shteit Legabi, this woman, Hori Lo Bez Li Nasei, they said you can go and remarry. Vaholcha Vikilkala, and unfortunately she did Znus. So you see that the key is you have to look at what they paskin. Did they say lasis, give her a freebie or not? Look at our Mishnah. It doesn't say that heitiru bezin lav achas, but heitiru bezin lavar. That's a lasis. Sulay midi, you have no more additional kashes. This is already like a tiyufta, Rav Dimon Ando tiyufta, that what avad it has to be mutarim atem lasois, it has to be the full-fledged hayra, and only then do I say that if Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed it, then the Bezin Hagadol will be mechuyev to bring their parim hella davar shel tzibah. Continuing the mark. V'holach hayoch v'ase shoygig al piyem, the yochid followed whatever they did. V'reitimar v'nisni v'ase al piyem, shoygig lomali. The word shoygig over here would seem to be superfluous. Because what does it say? The Bezin said this form of chaylev is mutter. So all the Mishnah had to go and say is v'halach hayachid v'asa alpiyam. Why does he have to say v'asa shoygig alpiyam? By definition, if it turns out that it was a boo-boo, then it was a shoygig. So what do you need the word shoygig for? Amar Rava shoygig lasuye hoyru Bezin shechaylev mutter. What happens? The Bezin Taka said this particular type of chaylev is mutter. Minis chalev loy. This particular individual, he made a mistake in thinking that this particular chaylev, by the way, this chaylev was the chaylev that the Bezin was matir. However, he didn't realize it was chaylev. He thought it was shuman. Now, what's the normal case by a person who eats chaylev thinking that it's shuman? It's a normal case of a shoygeg. He made a mistake and he has to bring karban chasis. Jacques Rava, in our case, v'acholoi, and he ate it, he's potur al piyam mamish. What does the Gemara mean to say? What Rav is telling us is, the fact that it says in the Mishnah, v'os al piyam shoygig, or os a shoygig al piyam, it's come to tell you two separate halachas. The os al piyam halacha is, he blindly followed what the Bezin HaGadol paskin. They said that this particular chaylev is mutter. He ate it, no problem. They said it's mutter. There's even a certified on the package that this is the Bezin HaGadol issued. Maybe it even has a picture of the psak which is signed by the Rabbanim, etc., etc. So that's one case where the Mishnah says that the Yachid is potter. Now we have another case where the Yachid is potter. That very same chaylev that the Bezin said that you're allowed to eat, he wasn't aware of the fact that he's allowed to eat it. He thought that it was Shuman. See, he made his own mistake, so to speak. And then after that, he finds out that it happens to be Chaylev. Oy, 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 oy. And it turns out, however, this is the Chaylev that the Bezdin had paskined that it is mutter to go and eat. So I might have thought that the Bezdin's psak really is inconsequential. Why is it inconsequential?
He didn't know about it.
He didn't know about the whole thing. It was his own mistake. He thought that this was Shuman. Absolutely kosher Shuman, no problem. And it turns out that it was Chaylev all along. So had it not been for the Bezin Psak, so l'chayri, he would have been Chayev, just like any time a person is Mischalev, Chaylev, Bishuman. And you're going to tell me, yeah, but the Bezin issued a Psak that the Chaylev was Mutter. Do me a favor, he wasn't aware of that. He wasn't involved in that. He made his own Chejman that this is Shuman. It turns out that it was Chaylev, and so therefore maybe it should be Chayev. Kamashmal and the Mishnah, that since ultimately the Bezin had paskins, he has a right to go under the umbrella of the Bezin's faulty psak and say, well, even had I known, I could have eaten it because the Bezin said it's mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You have the two cases, both the Alpiyam and the case of the Shoyig. But Ikedi Amri, but there's another version, Taka Punk Fakert. Omarava, Shoyig Alpiyam, who the butter? The Mishnah Taki uses the word shoygig to stress that the only reason why he had a mistake over here, his shogig was based on Alpiyah. But if it was his own personal error, regardless of what the Bezdin had paskin, what's the din, the ochel and he ate it, then he's chayev. So you have now two different versions of Rava in terms of how to learn that extra word shogig. Does it want to add, we have now two cases of potter, or is trying to say the only potter when the shogig was based solely on the Bezdin's faulty psak. Now, Zezimon Milton, the Pshita Leila Rava, this that Rava said a Dova Poshit, either like the first version or like the second version, coming by Leila Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, in fact, asked this very Shaila, the boy Rami Bar Chama, Hoyru Bezdin Shechela Mutter, when Hams Bezdin said, this Chela is Mutter, then it's Chalef Loi Bishuman, and he didn't even hear of that psak. However, he just thought you're allowed to eat it because he thought it was Shuman all along. And he ate it. V'achle. Ma, what's the din now? Can he go and say that I'm under the umbrella of Gans Klal Yisrael that was under this mistake? Because after all, the Bezdin HaGadol paskin that it's mutter. And so therefore, even had I known that it was Chalev, but and had I known that it was the Chalev that the Bezdin had been matir, I'm now off the hook. I don't have to bring a carbon, like it says in our Mishnah, that you're potter. Or do I go and say that his mistake had nothing to do with the Bezdin? What they said is inconsequential. Rather, he made the mistake between Chaylev and Shuman, and therefore he's Chayev. That was Rami Bar Chama Ishaila. So Omer Rava, Toshima, so Rava was now responding like first the first version, and then we're going to go and get to the second version, as you'll see in a moment. Omer Rava, Toshima, let's bring it right from a Mishnah. Halach Yochid, Vasa Shoigig Alpiyam. It says Shoigig Alpiyam. What do you mean the Shoigig? Shoigig Alpiyam Lamali. Let it just simply say he followed Alpiyam. What's the Shoigig? Lav Lasuye, Hoyre, Bezin, Shechele, Mutan, Eschale, Floy, Chele, Vishuman, the Ochle, that he's also Bater, like the first version of Rava, then that's the reason why the Mishnah added the word Shoigig to tell you that you have two cases of Bater. One case, just following Bezdin. Case number two, where there was the secondary shogig that he had, that he was meschalef chayle b'shuman. It sounds like in both cases you're potter, so I can be poishet your shayle Rami Bar Chama. Says him, no, nishkarayu do meshogig al piyam who the potter al meschalef lechayle b'shuman v'achle chayv. In other words, like the Gemara said, according to the second version, according to the Ikkad Amri, maybe that's the reason why Rebbe threw in the word shogig to tell you you're only chayv if it's an exclusive shoigig based on Alpiyam that you're following the Bezdin HaGadol. But if you have your own private cheshmet, chayv mitchuman, then that could you be chayv. So you don't have a good raya, says Rami Bar Chama to Rav. And Ikkad Amri, there was another version, just the opposite, like the Ikkad Amri of before. Omer Rav, Toshima, Holach Yachav, also shoigig Alpiyam. My love, doesn't the Mishnah mean it's got to be a shoigig Alpiyam? Who the potter? That's the only case that you're potter. If it's solely and exclusively a shogig Alpiyam, am neschalav lechela b'shuman v'achloi, he would taka be chayav. And so therefore, I'm going to be poishit your shayla Rami Bar Chama that you're chayav. Says Yomar Nishkarai. Filma oy shogig oy Alpiyam. Maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is like we said, taka according to the first version above, that the shogig is to tell you that the two times you're potter. Potter if you're Alpiyam, exclusively following the Bezdin, and you're also butter if you made your own shoigig of confusing the chaylev with shuman. Says the Gemara, this shayla now that we've already now visited and reviewed four times, first version of Rava, second version of Rava, first version of Rava's responding to Rami Bar Chama, and second version of Rava responding to Rami Bar Chama, is a plukta, in fact, is a machloikis between the Amiroim. Who are the Amiroim? Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Where do we find this machlekes? Oh, Hayru Bezdin Shechelev Mutter. V'nes Chalefloi. In this individual, he made a mistake between Chalev and Shuman Vacholei. Rav Omar, your potter. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, your Chayev. Oh, mamish the two versions of Rava. One holds potter, one holds Chayev. Right tomorrow, Meisvei. Let's ask a Raya now from not from the Mishnah, because as we said in the Mishnah, you can learn it both ways. Let's learn it now from another Braisa, which is going to bring a drasha of Chazal. It says by an individual who's mechuyev to go and bring a carbon, it says, V'im nefesh achas techta bishkoga mi'ama oretz, You have an individual, a nefesh achas. He's choyti b'shgaga me'am ha'oret. Now, what is this losh me'am ha'oret bas soiso? Says Yimora, prat lemumer. What means prat lemumer? What happens if you have a mumer who unfortunately is a mumer l'hachas l'moshel? He doesn't believe in any mitzvahs. He doesn't follow any mitzvahs. And now, one of the things that he did was, he was in fact mischalef chaylev b'shuman. And now this person is starting to have second thoughts. Maybe I should become a Baal Tshuva. And now he wants to go and bring a carbon. We tell him, unless you become a full-fledged Baal Tshuva, at the moment, if you're still a mummer, you're going to have to go and normally by a yid that made a mistake and he did an aveira of kares b'shoigig, he has to go and bring a carbon. Mummer doesn't bring a carbon. That's not that we're giving him a freebie. Oh, you're a mummer, you don't have to bring a carbon. It means that the carbon is not going to be mechaper on him. The whole purpose of bringing a carbon is to give a level of kapara. This person, since he's a mummer, he doesn't need the kapara. He doesn't want, he needs lots of kapara. But he's not interested. And so therefore, we will not allow him to bring that carbon mechatos if he did such a chet, sheyesh by karis. Where Reb Shimon ben Yosef, Reb Shimon, don't base it on that limud. I have another limud. That's why the parentheses is ain't a tzarech. You don't need the limud that you just brought now. What's the limud of mei amaret? The mem is, whenever you have a mem, means not everybody, but only some people. So mei amaret, asoisa, most people, in fact, if they do an aveira, bishogeg, sheyesh bekaris, they bring a carbon. But not everybody, not kol amaret, no mei amaret, brat lemum. It says now, Reb Shimon Yosef, Mishum Reb Shimon Bayichai, in the Torah, you don't need that drasha. I have another drasha. Hari oimah shlo yisiyosena bishkoga v'oshem oihoida eilav chatosai asher chota ba. What's the purpose of that oihoida eilav chatosai? Darshan imon hashav midiyosai he may be carbon al shigigosai. Hashav midiyosai he may be carbon al shigigosai. Hashav midiyosai means that if the person were to have a yidia, and then he would say, oi, 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 what did I do? Or, let's say it was prior to his eating the chel of a shuman. He's about to go and put his fork into the shuman to go and start eating it. And somebody says, hey, Rabbi Yid, that's chel, that's not shuman. Oh, I didn't know. Shaman diyasai. Once he gets that idea, he immediately stops. Or it could also be that after he committed the avera and people bring it to his intention, he says, oh, yo, what did I do? So shaman diyasai means that if this person were to have the idea, he would be shav, he would go and withdraw and retract, and he wouldn't even think about doing this iser. That's the type of person may become a shigasai. A person who is a mummer. It's taka true in this case, he was mischalef chaylev hashuman, but guess what? Tomorrow, you'll have the same chaylev, and we'll tell him, this is chaylev. I don't care. I'm going to eat the chaylev, in fact, with some cream cheese, because I'm going to eat not only chaylev, I want to have basar b'cholev as well. So that type of guy, I'm sorry? Whether or not it's not, I'm just trying to dramatize it. The person is a mummer. Whether he has to bring two kabbanas, or three kabbanas, 18 kabbanas, whatever. That's a separate story. Anyway, loisha midiyase, ain't a maybe carbon al shigigase. If he's not shav midiyah, he doesn't go and bring a carbon on that shayik. Ah, that's the din over here, the gabi, the mummer. So now let's get back to our gemara. Vim iso. Let's not, by the way, what's an afkimina between whether you learn it from me'am oret or you learn it from Bishav Shav Midiyosai? So Rashi on the top says an afkimina would be in a case where he's a mumr, a mushal, to eat chaylev, and he wants to bring a korban on eating dam by accident. If he happens to be a mumr, across the board. But it's Shav Midiyosai, oh, chaylev I eat, that's no problem. I love chaylev, I can't, you know, have yitzar. But dam, I thought it was Kool-Aid. How was I supposed to? It looked like red punch, and I know that it was dam. So therefore, Taprashi said there'll be an afkimina between the two drushes. But Gabi Otz, it doesn't make a difference for our purposes. Vim Isa, this person who is Mischalif, the Chalif for the Shuman, Haloy Shav Midiyasihu. What happens if after he ate the fat, people told him, by the way, did you know that you ate Chalif? But the Chalif has on it a heter, a hechsher from the Bez Nagol. Oh, so I'll continue eating it, you know. If it's, you know, I'm not as great as those great rabbis with the long beards and payas who really know the halacha cold. If they said it's okay, must be okay. So he would not be a shav midiyasei. Since he's not a shav midiyasei, l'chayr, that's the reason why he should be potter from bringing a carbon. Just like the mummer would not change his mind when he hears that it's yocheilev nishcheilev. Who cares? He's going to go and continue eating. This person, when he hears that it wasn't Shuman, it was Chaylev, also says, I don't care if the Bezin says that it's Mutalach, Mutalach, I'll eat it.
And he's relying on them.
And he's relying on them. So that's a Loisha Midiasio. That being the case, L'choira, Rav is right that he should be potted from being a carbon. L'choira Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, that says you're Chayev a carbon. Omra Papa, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Kivin the Chimisiad, Lahu, Le Beidina, Hadribu, Vu Nami Hode Bey, Shah Midiasi, Karinan Bey, Vachayev. Says Rav Papa, you're only looking halfway down the line. Meaning, you said that he is a loisha midiyasa. If he were to hear that the bezin had been matir this chaylev, he would continue eating from the chaylev. You're right, but that's only temporarily. Next day or next week, when the bezin is going to issue their psak halacha, that what? That this, in fact, that they made a mistake the first time, and this is really chaylev after all. So then, I'm not going to eat anymore. So then he would be a shav midiyase under those circumstances, and therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, he would be chayiv. A mummer, unless he does tshuva, he's never going to go and change his mind. He's going to keep on eating and eating, eating chaylev. That's what the pasuk says, that either mi'am ha'aretz, or based on shav midiyase, mummer doesn't bring a carbon. But this person will be a shav midiyase, not when he hears that it's mutter chaylev, he'll be shav midiyase when he hears that it was Isr Chaylev, that the bezin made a mistake. Is the Chavayit Hashem Midiyos, and therefore he can bring a carbon after all. Okay, so with this we've concluded that full-fledged discussion about the person that had his own Shoygik, can he include himself with everybody else or not in terms of being potter from bringing a carbon. Rava now adds one Knech. One Knech means just one additional wrinkle. Rava, Moide Rav. Even the Rav that said he's potter in the case of Nischalafloy Chaylev Bishuman, he will agree. Shena Mashon Leroyf Tzibur. My time on Makra, Bishkoga, at Yukulam Bishkoga Achas. What does this all mean? When did we say that the Yechidim are all potter from bringing a carbon? And the Tzibur, meaning the Bezdin or the Shvatim, have to go and bring a carbon? We only said that in a case where it's Roiv Tzibur or Gans Tzibur. Follow this faulty psak of the Beznak. What would happen if it's exactly 50-50? Well, it's not a, obviously, this on a practical level, this is a little bit remote, but at least theoretically, assuming that there were a million Yidden at that time, 500,000 ate from the new Chaylev, and 500,000 did not eat from, I say, the new Chaylev, the Chaylev that the Bezin was matir. So it was exactly 50-50. So you don't have Roif. But this one Yid was of the second 500,000 that ate, not because of the fact that he heard the Bezdin's psak. The reason is because he was in the Schal B'Shuman. So he's also a Shoygig. What did Rav say about him? He's part, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. If he doesn't have to bring a carbon, so now L'Chayr have 500,001 individuals all relying on the Bezdin's psak that this was kosher chayla that you're allowed to go and eat it. And so therefore, then, the Bezin HaGadol has to go and bring now a Parham Davashul Tzibur. Says, Rava Moide Rav She'ena Mashal Reif Tzibur. He's in a category on his own, even though he's Taka Potter, Rav Paskin. But you cannot go and add him to the 500,000 to make a Reif. Why not? Because you have this Xerus HaKosset. That's got to be Bishkoga. That you call him Bishkoga Achaz, that all of them made one, the same Shkoga, and not that there were multiple Shkogas. Meaning that everybody else had the Shoygig of thinking the Bezin HaGadol was right in their psak, and that's why they ate. This person wasn't even relying on the Bezin HaGadol. He was relying on the fact that he thought it was Shuman and not Chaylev. So even though Rav says, Potter, you don't have to bring a carbon, but you can't add him to make it a 500,001 for purposes of the Par Helam Dover show.
That doesn't really work, because when the Shogeg is it Chaylev, is it Shuman? The Shogeg of Bezdin saying it's not chaylev, or he doesn't think it's chaylev.
Right.
But it's the same as it were mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them think this is a permitted substance, and it's not. Why is it considered two shigigas?
Why is it considered to be two shigigas?
Because both of them are making it. It's the same. It's a question of fact. Is it chaylev? Is it shuman?
Mm-hmm.
Bezdin says it's shuman. This guy.
Bezin says it's chaylev, but it's mutter chaylev. You're calling
no,
it.
No. Bezin's not saying it's mutter chaylev. I mean, you can't.
I don't want you to confuse the two words shuman.
Okay.
This is clearly chaylev, and the Bezin made a bubu, and they said that this chaylev can be eaten.
Right.
Parenthetically means that they're saying that it's shuman.
Okay.
But then you're going to have a difficulty because he says it's shuman.
Right. That's exactly that's my difficulty.
I know.
That's my
so not to be nischal of the two.
The shogeg is Bezin said this is mutter, mm-hmm. and this guy believes this is mutter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same shogeg. It's the same error, as it were. The source of the error is on different authority. Mm-hmm. He's passing on his own. Bezin's
very good.
Passing.
Very good. So that's why Rab says that I can both part it, for sure. But now the question is,
can
does
they be mashlim, is he enfranchised to be counted in the vote for...
That the tzibur, meaning the Bezin, has to go and bring their power, helm shabbat tzibur, and that's only when Rav Klai Yisrael did the same shogeg, what was that same shogeg, relying on their faulty psak. What's the svara behind it? It's simple. Because the only time that the Bezin has to go and bring that par helm shabbat tzibur is if, based on their psak, Rav of Klai Yisrael erred. This fellow didn't err based on their psak. He didn't even hear of their psak. His own misjudgment. So therefore, you can't be mashlim it to the other guy. Fine. Yet's right in the Mishnah. Okay. So now remember, both in the Reisha and the Sefer, the Mishnah gave us three cases. What were the three cases? Going back to the second line of the Mishnah. V'holach ha-yachid v'asa shoygik al p'yem. Bein sh'asu v'asa imayim. That's case number one. They all did it contemporaneously. Bein sh'asu v'asa achareyim. They first were over their own iser, their own psak, by following their own psak, and then he did it subsequently. Or eventually also, they don't eat chaylev. All of them, they only eat milchiks and never eat anything. Fleishiks, and also, and he did eat the chaylev. Then he's potter. What do you have to have all three cases for? So to my lomi lemisni kol hani, bishleim reisha loizu avzuktani. I understand the reisha why we're saying it. Why are we saying it? Because ultimately the reisha was saying the guy is potter. So I might have thought, maybe when is he potter? After all, we're talking about not that Roiv of Klai Yisrael sinned, only this particular Yachid sinned. So I would think that maybe his p'tur is only if he joined them at a big suda of all the Sanhedrin and all of them, they ate it, and he ate together with them, then he's potter. And then the Mishnah says, not only such a case, even if they ate yesterday their suda gedoyl and they ate this chaylev, and he did it a day later or whenever, that's also enough to give him a p'tur. And then the Mishnah says, I'll tell you even a greater chiddush. Even if they didn't go and do the Isser themselves, they just issued a psak v'asa, ul tzapat. Oh, so that's a good loizu avzu k'tani, not only in this case, but even in this case. In other words, keep on adding levels of chiddush. L'seifa, to l'chiyuva, there's the other way around. We're being mechayiv him. Then ipchami boile, then the Lashon of Mishnah should be just the opposite. Now, if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah here on the in the Sefer, we know for a fact that they made a bubu. V'holach v'asa al pien. Bein she'asu v'asa imon. If he did it together with them, or he did it la'achareyan, or he did it on his own, hari zechayv. What the Gemara is saying is the choyra, the loshen of Mishnah should be just the opposite. We should start it. Bein she'asu, they didn't do it all, v'asa, and he did it. He is chayiv. And not only in such a case where they didn't do it, but even if they themselves ate yesterday the chaylev, and he ate it today, all to chayev. And not only that, even a case where he ate together with them at the very same seuda with all the Sanhedrin, they're eating, and he's eating it together, he is chayev. That l'chayev should have been the progression in the seifa. That would be the loizu avzuktani. Why does it say in reverse? Everything amara, zuva ein tzarech loy mezuktani. Sometimes, not often, this is a doichik pshat that the Gemara uses from time to time when we have no other eitzah. Zuvein tzarech leimezu. We start off with the case of that he did it together with all of them. Then he's chayv. No, madach he did together with all of them, he's chayv. Certainly if he did it on his own, a day later he's chayv. And in the case of that they didn't do it at all, and he did it independently, the chavada chayv. That's a loizu, the zuvein tzarech leimezu k'tani. Say the mafarshim. This is taka, a rarity. We don't normally see well in Mechabit Yosei.
Thank you.
So, why would the Mishnah say the loizu ve'ein tzarech le'mezu? After all, this is somewhat of a remote teretz. The reason is because of consistency. Since the Reisha, symmetry. Since in the Reisha we have those three cases, one after the other, in ABC, that formation.
ABC.
So we repeat it in the end also ABC, even though it's more logical halachically CBA. But since we have this rule of Zuvein Terech Lemezu, and since for consistency and style it works better that way, so therefore that's why Rebbe put it in that fashion.
Probably fits the tune better too.
But beautiful. Beyond the Echem Mehem Shetoi Tamir V'Roy L'Hayra. So we have in the case of the Mishnah, you have two individuals. This again in the Sefer. Yod Echad Mehen means one of the Dayanim, one of the judges on the Bezna Gadol knew that the rest of the Bezna made a mistake. Or a Talmud Roy Leira. Freitimar Tarte Lamali. These two are synonymous. Why are we repeating it? Omer Rav Yitzchak. Sol Kedai Techemen Hani Mili Gomir V'Savir. Which type of individual would be Chayev if he's both a Gomir V'Savir? What means a Gomir V'Savir? Says Rashi on the fourth line. Gomer means lomer hadaber. In other words, he had tremendous bikius. He knew all of the sifrei halacha. The sover, he's a maven dover mitoch dover. He has the, what they used to call in the haim, the fifth chelik shulchan aruch. Not only the fourth halakim, but the fifth chelik means that he had seichel. And so therefore, he knew exactly how to apply the law perfectly. Ah, that's what I would have thought. Ah, well, gomer v'lei sover, what happens if he taka knows, kol ha'tayr kula, v'lei sover, but he doesn't have that intellectual capacity based on experience to be able to apply these halachas halachas l'maisa. So I would say loy. That's why the Mishnah has to tell you not only the dayan who's on the Bez Nagadol, but even a Talmud Roy Laira who's only gomer v'loy saavir, he also is chayv because he also should have realized they taka made a bubu like he thought that they made a bubu in there. You are therefore. I would have thought that since he's Gomer v'Leisavir, maybe he can rely on their psak and be potter. Kamash Molan, no, even a Gomer v'Leisavir individual is also chayiv to bring his own cart. Abaye says to Rava, theoretically your teretz is good, but it doesn't fit into the text of the Mishnah. Because Omele Abaye, l'hayra, it says Talmud ha'roi l'hayra. What means he's roi l'hayra? By definition, that means Gomer v'Leisavir mashma. Because if he doesn't have the experience, so he's not roi l'hayra. He's right to go and ask him a shaylo, where's that toisis that I'm looking for? Where's that rajbo that I'm looking for? But he can't pass in halacha because he's not gomer v'saver. So therefore, doesn't the Mishnah taka mean gomer v'saver? What I meant to say is the following. I would have thought, when do you say that he's chayiv dafka gomer v'saver dika? Because he knows for sure that the best in erred. But if he's gomer v'loy saver, I would think he's potter. Tana roi lahira mishni yaseira that I feel like gomer v'loy saver or some of v'loy gomer. In all cases, the person is going to be chayav. It's going to be chayav. Now the way the Gemara is ending off on this shaila is a little bit difficult to understand because the way the Mishnah posited, who is the individual that is chayav to bring a korban, notwithstanding that the Bez and Agadol paskin that this is mutalach mutalach. It's either another dayan on the Bez and Agadol or a Talmud V'roi L'ayra. So both of them know the halacha squarely. They know it pat. They know 100%. They had no business following blindly the psak, and therefore they are chayv. But the Gomer V'loy Sover, Sover L'Gomer, since it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, L'chayr, I would think that it's potter. Says Rava, by the fact that we have the repetition of the dayan Shetot, and the Talmud Roy Leira, this opens up the floodgates to even include the Gomer V'Lei Sover and the Sover V'Lei Gomer. I would have thought it's just the opposite. The reason why the Mishnah says Talmud Roy Leira is to exclude the Gomer V'Lei Sover and the Sover V'Lei Gomer. So the way you have to learn our Mishnah, says the Rebbeinu Chananel. Now it's very difficult to find the Rebbeinu Chananel because the Rebbeinu Chananel on our Daf is not here on Daf Beis, but it's on Daf Gimel Amud Beis or even further. Every Gemara is different. Let's see if we can find it. Yeah, this Gemara is talking here. It's on Gimel Amud Beis in Rebbeinu Chananel. And he says that it's based on, like you find sometimes in the Torah, that Ein Miut Acha Miut El Rabbis. Where is that klal over here? Let's see.
In the middle of the Rebbe Chananel, opposite the white lines, Psika O Talmud Roy L'Ra.
Oy Talmud Roy L'Ra. Omer Rav Yitzchak Titana Ochi. That could very well be. Halei Ra Talmud. And Anoch Ochi Chamini Beicham Yehem. That was Omer Rav Titana Roy L'Ra. We should say, oh, okay. So Shkoyach, it's Taka that Gemara. In he was another Gemara last night, and it was a different Turis Adaf. But anyway, on Gimel Amud Beis, parallel to the middle of the wide lines, it says Piska Oy Talmud. The Piska is in bold font. And you have to go and skip down now 10 lines, otherwise you're just repeating the Gemara. So Omale Ano Hochi Kamina, right? 6-7 lines further down. E Mi Echod Mehen. Have a minute. If it would only say one of the two, in other words, either the Dayan or the Talmud Roy Loi Ra, Hani Mila the Gomav Savir, Ava Gomav Loi Savir, Loi, Tana Roy Loi Ra, the Mishna Yaseira, that extra Mishna, in other words, from the repetition, Afela Gomav Loi Savir, and Afela Savir Veloi Gomer. Pirish, the Eloi Savir, Veloi Gomer, Mino Yoda. If he doesn't know either Savir or Gomer, then how does he know that the Bezin is making a mistake? It's similar to what we say about psukim and riboy achar riboy ella lemait. This is a rare case. Normally, when you say by psukim, you have a repetition. So it's come to tell you two miyutim. It's riboy riach ella lemait. Here too, we have two riboys. What is the riboy? Number one, it's got to be a dayin from the bezna gadol, or it's got to be tamu roy lahiru. The Gemara asked, these are synonymous, basically. What do you need to have both of them? Oh, a mid achmir el rabbi is to tell you even a person who's not ro'ui lehoira, and he's not sitting on the besin, he's a person who's a gomer v'le sover, or a sover v'le gomer, he too is going to be chayiv to bring his own carbon, even though he's saying, I relied on the besin. No, if you're enough to be a gomer, or enough to be a sover, you should have known, don't follow their psak.
How is it possible to be is not able to conclude. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of these ingredients is a gomer. How could it be sover v'lai gomer?
The gomer v'lai sover is easy. A gomer means he knows everything. He knows shas on his fingertips. Where can you find this tomorrow? Oh, it's Dav Brochus and Dav Falam Tesla Medbeis. And where's this toises? Oh, it's in Megillah and Dav Chulia. That's a gomer. Now you can have the other way around. The person is a grace of sabre, is a grace of balsechel. People come to him for aitzis all the time. But when it comes to psak halacha, he doesn't know all the tshuvas of Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Chassam Sofer, of Igros Moshe, Yabia, Oimer, and the Noidim Yehuda. So he's like a good to seichel, but he doesn't have that broad knowledge, that
familiarity
with what the great
the sources.
Or it could be that he's a gomer of sabre in Hilchi Shabbos. But when it comes to Chaylev and Shuman, there he's not a grace. You know, he could be in other spheres of the law, but not in this particular one. Okay, continuing on. We said in the Mishnah, or a Talmud, a Roy Laira, can you give me an example? Going man, Amarav, going Shimon ben Azai, v'Shimon ben Zoyma. These are the two great Shimons. Why, in fact, does the Gemara never refer to them as Rab Shimon ben Azai or Reb Shimon ben Zoyma? So there are two reasons that are given. Number one, some say that they never married, even though one of them
was
married.
Very divorced, the daughter of Rabbi Akiva.
Right, why did he go in divorce? Because he said, Nafshi Choshka Batayra, I can't live with her. Okay, so since they were not married, so that's why they didn't. Others say that they passed away young, and therefore they were never able to get
her. They were Nichnas Lepardes.
One of the two.
Both, Azeb and Zoma, Rabbi Akiva, and Lisha Benavuya.
Okay, fine.
Those are the four.
Excellent. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, bottom line is that they never got the title of Rebbe, but they were Ro'ui Leira. So that's the Talmud Ro'ui Leira. So Gemara, Amalei Abayin, this is the question that bothered Barry and all of you on the Amud Aleph. We just said now that they knew that the Bezan HaGadol was wrong, and nevertheless they were over the Isser, so why they chai b'karmin? It's amazing, oh! It's the chamezid. If it's amazing, you don't bring karbon, it's amazing, right? That's what you asked when we learned the Mishnah.
Yes.
And I promise you, the Gemara is going to ask it. So I'm now keeping my promise.
Fulfilling your promise.
Exactly. Great. Now, so this was the kasha that was addressed to Rava. It says, Rava, uletaymech, you're asking a kasha on me. You can ask the identical kasha on the following brisa. I found the brisa that was just like I said. Hodesani, which thing the brisa? If he did it on his own, in other words, any time a yochid goes and paskins for himself that I'm allowed to go and do this iser, and he's over and afterwards finds out that he was wrong, then chayv has to bring a card. But he's following the bezin, then he's pot. Okay, so now the braisa gives examples. Ketzer, hoiru bezin shechelav muter, v'noideli achan mehen, shetou, Who are those? Kigoin, Shimon ben Azai, and in parentheses, also Shimon ben Zoima. Ah, so what does it say in the Braisa? Yochai Yipata, I would think he's Pata because he's relying on the Bezna Gadol. Tamalim Basso Yisah. Achas. Yochai Ro'isal Piyatz Mechayiv. Peiroaz Bezin is Pata. When do I say that? That Elhechi Mishkaches Lo. Going to Yodah the Osir. Oh, stop. So what is Rava trying to say? Rava is trying to say is, you asked a good kasha on me, that he's amazing. That's Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoima, they should be Pata. Guess what? The very Braisa that I'm bringing now is giving the example that I gave of Shimon ben Azai. And what does it say about him? Yochli a Potter, I would think that he's Potter. No. He's Chayiv. Even though he was listening to Eroz Bezin, he's still Chayiv. So Ibazoi, now you're asking Akasha, why would he be Chayiv? He has Chamezit. Hech Mishkachas, like he's going to Yodu the Osir. The Kotoi ben Mitzvah, Lishmoye Derechachomim. That was the shoygig. That's why he's chayiv to go and bring the carbon. Meaning, he knew that this is real chaylev. He knew that this is real dam. He knew that this is innocent in Shabbos. He knew that Bezin is being towed.
Zaken Mamre.
Zaken Mamre.
He wants to be, he's a frima. He's saying, even I know that they happen to be wrong, but we had in last week's parasha, a filish yemer lecha al yiminchu smoil, al smoshu yemin, you got to go and fight. You have to follow them blindly. Yeah. Says the Gemara, that's only if Yamzi ben Amuret. That even though it appears to you that what they're saying is just wrong, they're saying right is left is right. Ah. However, if you happen to be in the same madrega as all those other Dayanim and the Bez Nagonim, you know that they're making a mistake. So you should not follow their psak. You should go and do what your instincts tell you and don't eat from that chaylev.
Why? Acharei Rabim.
The Hatzis.
So don't you have to go by the majority?
That's the rest of Klal Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
That's why in the Reish Taka says you're part, like you said. However, the Seif is talking about that the person knows that that majority erred. After all, you always saying to err is human, right?
Yeah.
And to forgive is divine, right?
Yeah. That's
exactly. So err is human. They knew that these are humans, thoughts of Adam. They made a mistake. They should not have followed them. Why did they follow them? Because a mitzvah shemayt v'chacham. I will blindly follow them, even though they're telling me that this Shabbos is Friday, and we're pushing off Shabbos for one more day. It's a stake of the Yoima. I'm going to go and work on that Shabbos. If you know that they're wrong, you know that they're wrong. So therefore, Rava says, the very kasha that you're asking on me, you can ask on that Braisa. Why does the Braisa say that a person like Shimon ben Zoima and Shimon ben Azai would have to bring a korban? It's amazing, since they know that it's wrong. It's amazing, the gab the etzem isur. But what was the shogi? The shogi was that they thought that you can go under the umbrella of mitzvah shmoyeh derech chachamim, and with that, I can follow the masses and eat from this chaylev. Oh, that's the reason why he's chay bekarben. He should have realized that here there's no mitzvah shmoyeh derech chachamim, because he himself is a great chacham on the same madreik as them, and he should have known better, and because he went and violated the iser, he's chayiv after all. Zeaklal, atol be'atzmoy is chayiv. No, so now we're getting to the Zehaklal. Whenever you have Zehaklal, the Gemara typically asks, Lesuye Mai. So Gemara, Lesuye Mai, Lesuye Mevayet Behoiroa. So now what was the case of the Toila Bi'atzmoy? Toila Bi'atzmoy is Chayiv, is a Mevayet Behoiroa. Now what does that mean? So Rashi says that the guy is a bad guy. For instance, like a mummer that we spoke about before, you can look at the Rashi in the right hand margin. The Toises in on Hoirius are like Rashi's. They're not lengthy choices with kashas and terutzim. They're mostly just like pirushim biurim. That's why you see choices is in small letters all the way in the bottom. The two sides of the Gemara are both Rashi, and that's why to learn the Gemara with the Rashi is a, of course, Rashi, of course, is Meir Einayim. He tells us what the pshat is, but it's a long process. So just looking at the Rashi, the Suyim Avayit by Ra on the right-hand margin, about a quarter down, the Suyim Avayit by Ra, Shim Hayurog Eliyosh Mavayit by Ra, meaning that he would kick Hoyra and say, I don't believe in this halacha, bad. The Akach Hoyru Shechelim Mutter, they pask in the Chelim is Mutter. V'holach ze hamavayit, v'osa alpiyam, v'ochel Chelim, the Chayiv, the Hoyl v'hurogel, liois mevayit, hashanami mevayit, k'shu oichel Chelim, and pi atzmai hu oise, v'in the toilim of Bezin, hilka Chayiv karton. So what the Gemara is saying is, that on the toilah ba'atzmai chayv. Parshim shat toilah ba'atzmai means he didn't hear anything about Bezdin. He rather saw that there is chalev on the table. He thought it was shuman, just relied on his own seichel, on his own mindset without asking anybody. Okay, afterwards he finds out that he ate chalev. Chayev, he has to go and bring a carton. So that comes to include mavayit bayra, meaning that he did hear the psak of the Bezna Gadol, and he did go and eat the chalev. But guess what? Even if the Bezna Gadol would say, this is treif, 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 chalev, 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 he would have eaten it anyway. Therefore, although it's true that he relied on the Bezna psak, but he's typically a mavayit bayra, therefore that's deemed to be a toile ba'atzma, because he doesn't really care. I mean, he wants to act as if he's firm and distinguished and dignified. I'm relying on the bezel. Ah, mister, I know what really goes on in your home. All the time you are eating chalev, what's you watching television on Shabbos, and you're doing work on your computer. So I need him avide by Rasat. So therefore, in such a case, he would be chayv to bring a carbon after all. Toilet bezel nasuyimai, what does that come to include? Hoiru bezel the yodushitou, the chazru behen. What happens if the Bezin paskind, they knew that they made a mistake, they changed their mind, somebody listened to their psak and didn't realize that they had changed their mind, says in our Mishnah, since he was toilet Bezin based on their original psak, he is going to be potur, even though they changed their mind already, but he had not heard about their chazara, he's potur. That says beferish in the Mishnah. Where does it say beferish in the Mishnah? Not the Mishnah that we learned on the Amid Aleph, but in Yetz Hashem tomorrow on Gimel Amid Beis, you'll see at the beginning of the Mishnah, second wide line down below, an individual now followed what they said because he didn't realize, Rashi says in the Mishnah, he didn't realize that they had changed their minds. What's the din? Says Reb Shimon, Poiter. Oh, so that's the same halacha of our Mishnah that we're saying that it's Poiter. So why do we have to include it in the Zeha Klal if it says Befeirish in the next Mishnah? And for the Gemara, Tani Vahadim Mefarish. Where's the Gemara? Chashim Faloyendu. Yeah, Tani Vahadim Mefarish. Our Mishnah first goes and says it in cryptic Zeha Klal language and then spells it out in the next Mishnah what I had in mind when I said Zaklal, a toilet the Bezin is potter, is even the case where Bezin already had changed their mind and said that it's no longer kosher. In fact, it's chayla, but he didn't know about it. There too, he would be potter from having to bring a carbon because he relied on the initial faulty psak. Okay, until here, we have explained the Mishnah and back and forth. From now, we're starting off with, if you will, something brand new, and that's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who tells us that our Mishnah is a Das Yochid Zu Divrei Reb Yehuda. What is the Zu Divrei Reb Yehuda? That it says in the outset of our Mishnah that a Yochid that relied on a Heroas Bezin is Potur. We're not talking about that Roiv of Klai Yisrael. Roiv of Klai Yisrael, the Torah says it's Potur. Just the Tzibur, the Bezin, or the Shvatim have to bring their Par Helim Dovashim Tzibur. Everybody else Potur. That's when you have Roiv of Klai Yisrael. But what happens if you have a miut? For instance, this one yochid, he followed that faulty psak, we said in our Mishnah, that's also potter. Says Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, that's still Divrei Reb Yehuda. Don't confuse Rav Yehuda with Reb Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the Amoira, and he's referring to Reb Yehuda the Tana. And he's saying about Reb Yehuda of the Mishnah that we just learned in the Amud Aleph, that's Reb Yehuda. Aval Chachomim Moimrim, Yochid She'osvei Roaz Bezen is Chayov. A yochid, not a rabbi, not a tzibur, a yochid that followed the hayro of Bezin, like the Bezin HaGodol of our Mishnah, your chayiv, you would have to go and bring a carbon. The achroinim muchinzach means that they have difficulty in following why the chacham would say chayiv. After all, the person is not a shogeg, he's really an ones. What he did was, he listened to the Bezin. What else are you supposed to do? This, we're not talking about a zokain on the Bezin or a royal hayra. We're talking about a regular individual.
A civilian.
He doesn't know what the halach is. He asked his rov, he asked the Bezin. The Bezin of God listened and they said, mutalach, mutalach. Why afterwards, when it turns out that they erred, should he be chayiv a kar? But the Abbasoy state too, that's a machlech between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum, and our Mishnah, which says in the Amud Aleph, Patur is Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chum disagree. Okay, says the Gemara, since Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel just told us this, where is this Rabbi Yehuda that he's referring to? Where are these Chachamim? And the Gemara brings two brises. Brise number one. My Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya. Stay in the brise as in nefesh achas techta bishkaga ba'asei sa. Hare elu gimel mi'utin. The Gemara doesn't explain what he means by gimel mi'utin. Rashi explains that you have three mi'utin in the sense that first it says nefesh, and Rashi says nefesh techta, and it says achas techta, and then it says ba'asei sa, meaning one individual. Why do you have to have three separate mi'utim, nefesh, techta, and basaisa? So our Gemara is only going to talk about the third of the three. The other two, Rashi brings in Gemara Masechta Shabbos, it's talking about he only did an akira, not an hanocha, but that's really not nageya to our sugya. So getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara says now, what do I learn from these mi'utim? The oisim epi atzmoi, schayev. Beiroz bezdin is potter. Oh! Here we're talking about a yochid, a nefesh, an achas. Basa, he saw one individual. He did it, mipiatri chayv, of course, but it's always best in his potter. That is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that your potter, he wrote that. That's Reb Yehuda, and that's our Mishnah, and that's what Rav Yehuda says, that our Mishnah stims like that Reb Yehuda of the Brais. Frank Demar, my Rabban, who are the Rabban that hold that you're chayv? The Sanya. Now, this Brais is not an easy Brais to follow. In fact, the Gemara itself is going to go back and forth, as you will see. But the key bottom line is of this brisa that we're going to find that this brisa holds that a yochid who followed the Hiroas Bezdin is chayov, like Rav Yehuda said, Aliba de Rabban. My Rabban, who are these Rabban? The sign you have the brisa. Adayin ani oimer, miut kol shechotu chayovin, she'ein bez medin al yedein pai. If you have a miut of kol that did a chait, then they themselves are chayiv, because the bezin doesn't bring a par under those circumstances. On the other hand, roiv kol shechotu, yihu pturin. If roiv kol sinned, then they're going to be potter. Shari bezin mevihin al yedein par, because the bezin does bring a par helm davishul tziva. Tam aloyimar mi'am aretz afilu rilba vafilu kula. On the surface, it sounds like even though the Bezin HaGadol is bringing their own par heldom shel tzibur, if Roiv Kol or Gantz Kol went and erred and they also followed, even there they are mechuyev in a carbon. That's what it sounds like. That's the lashon over here. Roiv Kol shechotu yubtun. I would think that they should be part. Shem Bezin Mevin Ayidein par. No, me'am aretz afilu ruba afilu kula. They have to bring a carbon. The ma'aser, of course, that's not the halach. So therefore, the Gemara now is exploring. Let me understand this price. B'mai. Elaim b'shigas ma'isa. B'shigas ma'isa means without the bezin, without the benefit or the disadvantage of the ro'as bezin. It was just shigas ma'isa alone. And bezin shloi boi ro'o. The bezin was not involved. It was just shigas ma'isa. So bezin ma'i v'detayu. Why even the price are referring to when the bezin is mechuyev to bring a carbon, they're not mechuyev to bring a carbon. If they didn't issue a ro'af, of course they're off the hook. You know, they're not involved at all. Elamai, what do we, Maya Viditao, Shalei by Ro'az Bezdin, Bezdin mi Maisu. If it's the Bezdin didn't issue a ro'af, they should have to go and bring a carbon. Shalei by Ro'af. Ela, you see, the wording of the Bryce is a little bit
awkward.
It's awkward and it's also repetitive. So it really requires a little bit of editing. And in fact, the Groh takes out a couple of words, and the Bach changes around some of the gears. But okay, but getting back to our Gemara, Ela Bayra, must be that we're talking about that there was Hayra's Bezin. And therefore, what are we saying? That if the Miut was the one that followed that Hayra, what's the din? They're Chayavin. Adayin in the Oymer, Miut Kol Shechotu is Chayavin. Why? Because the Bezin doesn't bring a carbon on their behalf. But the Gabi, the Roiv, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael sinned, and they followed the Hayra'ah, what did we say? Tamalei Mama Oretz, Afila Ruba Afila Kula, they have to go and bring a carbon. V'reitim uva'ah kiksiv me'ama Oretz, this whole drasha that you bring Mama Oretz, v'shigas ma'izu d'chsiv, this is not a pasuk by the Parhel Dov Shul Tzibor, this is by an individual. By individual, there is no Hayra'ah involved, it's only shigas ma'izah. So how are you trying to bring a raya from a private individual's pasuk, the me'ama Oretz pasuk, to Roiv of Klal Yisrael sinning and saying, well, Amoret says you got to go and bring a carbon. They also have to go and bring a carbon. Roiv of Klal Yisrael is not in the Amoret thing, because here we're talking about the Shigas Maisa, and you said that the Brais is talking about that the Bezin was involved with the faulty Hayra. Elav hochi kamar. Therefore, let's start the Braitza all over again and see what the Braitza was saying. Miut kol shechotu b'shigigas maisa, without hayiras bezin, just shigigas maisa alone, a miut, you have masses of, not the roif, but masses of klai, so tens of thousands of people, unfortunately, did the same. Chet, they're chayyavin. Why are they chayyavin? She'en bezin medina yedeyim par b'hayira. Had there been a double shigigas maisa and hayiras bezin, then the bezin would not go and bring a carbon, because it was only miut kohol. The bezin only brings a parhel of shabtibur if you have a roiv kohol. Ah, so far what we're talking about is only the miut, and we are making a parallel, and we're saying that a miut kohol shechotu without the benefit of a bezin's psak, they're all chayv. Why? Because had it been in a parallel situation, we have miut kohol following the bezin, what would be the din? Then the ein bezin mevina yedein par bayra. The bezin would not bring a carbon in that case. Okay, fine. But what about the miut? Would the miut bring a carbon in that case?
They're known as, you said. They're known as effectively. They follow the ras bezin.
That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. The rabbanim disagree. Okay. The rabbanim say the yochet chasvei ras bezin is chayv. Right. That's
price. They're effectively saying onus is chayv. That's the
kasha that the Mefarshim deal with. Our Gemara doesn't go into it. The Gemara just assumes that it's a shogeg. Okay. Why? The chayit it's an oinus, but again, ayin b'chayit. Beginning back to our Gemara now. What we're trying to derive from this braisa, that there is a rabbanan that hold that a yochid or yechidim she'asa b'hiroaz bezin, that they happen to be chayit, not like our Mishnah. Now, it doesn't say that expressly in the braisa, but Rav Yehuda, is now being doresh, he is inferring from the braisa, being medayik in the braisa. So again, lav hochi koma, we start the braisa again. Miut kol shechotu b'shigas maisa alone, no irotzbe. What's it then? They're chayom. That's a tova pashut. And now the braisa says, and I'll bring you a parallel. I'll show you why. She'ein bezin levin al yedeim par bayra. Were it to be in a parallel situation where the bezin in fact issued a faulty psak, and miut hakol follow that for Pipsak, then the bezin would not bring their par helm davishul tzibur, because it was only a miut, it wasn't a roi. Now, Rav Yehuda is now medayik in this braisa, but what about the miut kol? What would be the halacha regarding them? Well, since that's the way we started off, miut kol shechotu b'shigas maisa chayavin, because in the case of a case of hayro'a, the bezin is potter, is a mashma hohen chayavin. But they, the miyatakol, would be chayav, even though they follow the psak of the bezin agad. So before we continue on, that's the raya of Rav Yehuda, that's the makor of Rav Yehuda, that there is a rabbanan out there that hold that even in the case of our Mishnah, where you have a miyat, a yochid, or even thousands of people, but they're not roiv of Klai Yisrael, that follow the psak of the Bezna Godel, they are chayiv to go and bring a carbon, not like our Mishnah. That's their
bottom.
They're, of course, they're miut, exactly. The ha'in chayav, they would be chayiv. We're going, but the ha'in chayav doesn't say in the Braisa. This is inserted by Rav Yehuda in explaining the word she'in Bezna Vina Yidei Impar Ha'iro. Okay, mazel tov, okay, so what does it have to do with us? They are not mechuyev to bring the parallel yetziva. So by default, presumably, the miyat hakol, they would have to go and bring a carbon, even though they're relying on the hayros beth. Okay, continuing now the braisa. Yochel, since we talked about until now the miyot, yochel roiv tzibish also b'shigas maisa alone, without a hayros bezin, yihu p'turin, that they should be potter from bringing a carbon, because what is their parallel? Shari bezin mevi'in aleim par b'hayro, and then they are potter. So let's say the same thing should apply if roiv tziba did b'shigas maisa, even though it wasn't based on the psak of the bezin. But roiv tziba, maybe they should be p'turim. Tamaloi me'mi amaretz, that's what amaretz says, no, afilu rubai would be chayv to go and bring a carbon.
Did a terrible thing.
They did without any instruction from Bezdin.
So yeah, of course
it's 5 million individual chatan.
Yeah, so the Maisa, that's what the Gemara concludes. Amar it's a filler rubai. What you're asking is what would be the Havamina?
Yeah.
The Havamina right. Would be that since on Moss everybody
it's
went and did this.
That's hysteria, they made a common mistake. cake and that's it.
So then maybe they should go and get a common kapara for all of them, because...
Roll it up into one korban and call it a day.
Exactly.
No korban.
Wasn't so common.
I'm sorry?
Wasn't so common.
Wasn't so common. Very good. Anyway, so Omer Rapop. So Lamaisa, that's the conclusion of the Brice, and that's the conclusion of the Raya of Rav Yehuda, and the whole Raya is from the Hohein Chayovin. In the case of the Miut, where Bezin had issued a psak, where the Brice says, She'ein Bezin vina idein par bahiro, that the Bezin doesn't bring a par, so then, presumably, Hohein Chayovin. Amar Papa, why? What's the raya? Mimai, the Maloy Hain, Maloy Bezin. It doesn't say that they're Chayavim. All it says is the Bezin doesn't have to bring a psak. They don't have to because it's not Roif Tibur. Right. But maybe they also don't have to go and bring a carpet because they're relying on the Bezin. So that's Rav Papa's upfrag. That's his challenge to Rav Yehuda. Says Rav Yehuda, no, that cannot be the pshat in the price. I'll tell you why. Because Ihochi, based on the way you're learning, my Iriyaka Mahadar al Ruba Lichiyuva. Right after we finish with Miut, then the Braisa then proceeds to say, and what about the Roif? Yochel Roif Tzibur. So he says, why are we focusing on the Ruba Lichiyuva? Lav Mechlal de Miut Bahiro, Kaimulei de Mechayvi Bahiro. It must be because we have now concluded the Miut case, and we're saying the Miut case not only in a situation where there was no psak of the Bezin HaGadol, that they're all chayiv, this miut of hundreds or thousands of people, because there was no psak, and they're just a miut, so they're chayovin. Zokta Braisi, you know the reason why? Because were it to be in a parallel case where there was a bad hayruah of Bezin, then they would be chayiv. So madach in such a case, where they're relying on the Bezin HaGadol, and their chayiv is the chavand in a case where they're not relying on the Bezin HaGadol, then they should certainly be chayiv, because they have no excuse to go and say, well, I relied on this and that, blah, blah, blah. No, chavra, you're always chayiv. So that being the case, says the Gemara, says Rav Yehuda back to Rav Papa, now I understand that since I've now completed the case of the miut, and I've concluded that the miut are always chayiv, with Ahira and without Ahira, now I proceed to go and talk about the Roiv Tzibur. However, if you were to go and tell me in the Braisa that only in the case of the Miut Kol, without the Hayroaz Bezdin, they are Chayiv, so what in fact is the din by the Miut that listened to the Hayroaz Bezdin?
Yes.
You're saying you don't have a pasuk on that. Why didn't the Braisa first explore that and say, let's learn from Me'ama Oretz or from another Gesundheit, from another Pasuk, that they're Chayiv? Why does the Gemara just automatically assume, okay, Miut is taken care of, let's jump now and talk about Roif? Fellas, we still haven't concluded what the status of Miut is with a Roaz Bezdin. So that's what Rav Yehuda Gesundheit. That's Rav Yehuda's response to Rav Papa. Muzduch Zayin, that the Braisa has already paskind that by Miut you're Chayiv, both with Ayroas Bezin and without Ayroas Bezin, like the Rabban and like Rabbi Yehuda said. And now that we've concluded that, so now we can go on to the Roiv Tzibur. So that's the Mahalach HaGemar. Back to Gemar again. Omer HaPapa, Mimai Dem Lohen V'Loi Bezin. Says now Rabbi Yehuda back, Ihochi, according to what you're learning, that you're saying that even by the Miut HaKa'ol, maybe they're potter from a carbon. So my ear the Mahader, why is the Bryson now looking to find out Al Ruba L'Chiyuva? That's the next shtickle in the Braisa. What's it done by the Roif? And they're chayv because of Lasso Yisoh, that even Roif Tibur is chayv. Lav Mechlau, presumably because we felt, the Miut Bayro, Kaimalim the Mechayvu Bayro. That's already been addressed. And that a Miut that relied on the Hayro is in fact chayv, like I, Rav Yehuda, attribute to the Rabbanan of this Braisa. However, if that was not the case, then had the Beresha al Miut the Mechayv, Bishigigas Maisa. If you're telling me, like you're learning, Rav Papa, first the Brice should talk about a miut to mechayv shigras maisa, and the lipsoif, and then the second case would be neheda al ruba lechiyuva b'shigras maisa together with the hayroas bezdin. What's the reason why the Brice skips down to the roiv? Elav mitloy mahader al miut to mechayvin b'shigras maisa. The fact that the Braisa said, I'm done with Miut, let's now go to the Roif and bring a Raya over there that they are Chayiv. Shema Mina, Miut Bayra Chayiv. That Miut Bayra, even though they follow the Ayra's Bezin, you're Chayiv. Hain Kizbus Ira. The Gemara didn't mention that until now. The Gemara probably is trying to dramatize it, that every one of the miyats in Klal Yisrael, even though they are all anusim, they're oinis, they listen to Eira, nevertheless, the Braise comes to tell you they're all mechuyev kizbos Eira, and therefore the same thing is, v'shaloi b'Eira, they're also chai b'shigas maisa, alone they are chayovin. So that's what the Braise is telling you about the miyat. Miyat, you're always chayv. Sai mit Eira as bezen, sai on Eira as bezen. Oh, now that we've covered the miyat, let's now go into the right. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says, that makes all sense according to the way I'm learning. That's why we don't have to wax and talk further about the miyat, because they're always, always chayv. But the way you're learning, Rav Papa, that maybe in the case of Eira as bezen, they're potter, so then you'd have to go and bring a limud in a case where there is no benefit of the Eira as bezen, when they did it on their own, then bring the Pasik Tamalim Me'am Aret. It's the chasimin that Miyot is conclusive, that we don't have to discuss, that the Rabbanan hold, like Rav Yehuda learned Pshat in the Braisa, that you're always going to be chayiv by a miyot. With this we conclude today, and we to be continued tomorrow.
Why is this in Ezekiel? Shouldn't this be in Kachim?
It's paving the way towards Kachim.
I know, but it should be like an opening, it should be